exactly you're saying.
Yeah.
And I said to them, I'm not saying anything. I'm reading from your reference works, not mine. I didn't write this.
Uh-huh.
This is the Hebrew reference works, the Tograms, the reference works on the Hebrew religion. And right here in the Old Testament, it talks about the star of your God twice. And both times the word is translated from the Hebrew to mean the planet Saturn. And then when you go into the reference works, you'll see that it is definitely the planet Saturn. It says it was a six-pointed hexagram.
Uh-huh.
And people would, in the ancient world, draw a circle on the ground and draw the hexagram inside of it and stand inside and cast spells on you. That was where we get the idea of putting the hex on you.
Oh,
and
boy.
This entire,
oh, boy.
Yeah, no, this entire subject is fascinating because it has profound implications in both philosophy, religion, government, just a fascinating world we live in.
Yeah.
If you ever finally open up your eyes and start looking at the ancient and occult or hidden establishment that's been on this earth for thousands of years that people have just, for some reason or another, always shied away from and didn't want to know about. So therefore, they leave that whole area to the masters who run us. Myself, I have always been interested to find out what do the big shots really know upstairs.
Yeah.
Who are
yeah.
they and what are they doing really?
Okay. We've got a quick call and then we got to do a timeout. Lynn's
right.
on a cell phone. Let's see what's on her mind. Lynn, you still there?
Yeah, I just wanted to find out if we can get a tape of the show.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
How do I do that?
Pardon me?
How would I do that?
All right, listen at the end of the show, and we'll give you the address.
Oh, but I'm getting out of my car now, and I won't be able to hear the end of it.
Do you have a pen handy?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you write to me, Lou Epton, number 270 at 3230 East Flamingo Road, number 8, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. The shows are $10 each.
Okay, and what show would I say? Just Jordan Maxwell?
Today's Date or Jordan Maxwell.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And, of course, if you wish to call me, you can call me personally at
818-757-0814,
extension 801, and I'd be happy to talk with you. Give me a call personally if you wish.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Well, thank
bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's do that timeout. Come back. We've got Wanda waiting. We'll find out what's on her mind. Right now, let me remind anyone that joined us late, Lou Epton, our very special guest, fascinating man, Jordan Maxwell. Coming to you through the facilities of AM 1230 KLAV out of Las Vegas, Nevada, 731-1230, far away 702. Hear the following. We'll be back.
Inducted into the Nevada Broadcasters Hall of Fame with outstanding performance, it's Lou Epton.
All right. Hello again. Back we are. We already have 22 minutes left this morning. 22 before the top of the hour. I'm Lou Epton, along with a very special guest, Jordan Maxwell. We're coming to you through the facilities of AM 1230 KLAV out of Las Vegas, 731-1230. Far away it is, 702. All right, Wanda, thank you for your patience, and good morning. You're on with Jordan Maxwell.
Jordan. Hi, Jordan. This is also interesting. I could just stay here all day and listen, and I won't take up much of your time. But,
do so.
I want to tell you what I think, and then you can tell me where I'm wrong. If there are two gods, the evil and good, and we have Satan and God or Jesus, whatever you want to call him, is the reason why God, or why we had Jesus being born of man, so that he would have a body, and Satan, the way I understand it, Satan is a spirit, an evil spirit, and he has to rule through other men by taking over other men's minds and bodies, because he has no body of his own. And I don't know if I'm making sense or not. But,
oh, you're making perfectly good
okay.
sense.
But that would be a good reason, because I've understood it, because Jesus does have a body that he is able to rule as ruler of the earth. So I'm going to hang up and listen. I would like to know more about this subject if you can help
good.
Me.
Okay, Wanda.
Well, thank you much. Thank you.
Jordan?
Yes. Excellent question. This is the kind of things I was asking the rabbis and priests some 40 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Let me first say that we're talking about apples and oranges. Too many times, this subject has been misunderstood. As I said, we are combining ideas and belief systems and crossing over back and forth, and that's why we have the confusion. Because when we want to talk about the two gods or the two divine principles of good and evil in the universe, this idea that there is a good God that is over the universe and there is an evil God which is opposing that one, in our language or in the Hebrew it was called Satan, the opposer or the adversary, that idea, that whole concept, goes directly back to the Zoroastrian religion of Iraq. So if you don't like Saddam Hussein in Iraq, then I would suggest we drop the whole idea of good God and the bad evil spirit named Satan, because that is Zoroastrianism. Zoroaster was the prophet who came to be known as, his religion became known as Zoroastrianism. He was from Persia, what we today call Iraq, and the Iraqis were a very powerful ancient empire, the Persians, and so that whole idea of a good God as opposing an evil God is Zoroastrian or Middle Eastern Iraqi. Now, once we establish that, now we go to a different subject totally. Who was Jesus? Was he an actual person? Was the divine and incarnated into the human world, into the physical plane? That's a whole different question, because now you've got to look at Zachariah Sitchin's work, and I keep bringing him up because I love his work and I love the man, and he's given us so much to think about. But the ancient Sumerians talked about the sons of God. The Bible talks about the sons of God. And right here, I should caution everyone, when you say that the Hebrews, the ancient Hebrews, were worshippers of one God, nothing possible could be further from the truth than that. You could not get further from actual factual history than that to say that the Hebrews were worshippers of one God. No such a thing ever existed. The Hebrews were what we call, the word is in the dictionary, Heno, H-E-N-O. The ancient Hebrews were henotheistic, meaning that they picked one God out of a group. And this is why in the Ten Commandments, God says to Moses, I am the Lord your God, and I will not have other gods before me. He didn't say there were no gods, and he didn't say you couldn't have gods, but don't put any of them before me. I don't care how many you have afterwards, but I better be the first one.
Huh.
And so therefore, and when I go back to the Hebrew reference works and talk with the rabbis, they're saying, yeah, the Jews were not actually a monotheistic, a worshiper of one God. No, the word is Heno, H-E-N-O, Heno, theistic, meaning picking one God out of a group. Now, when you go to Psalms 82, write this down, Psalms 82, 1, it says, quote, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. That's Psalms 82. I read again. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. The reference works say that the gods are the sons of God, the Elohim, the offspring of the Elohim, are the sons of God, and that God, the Hebrew God, one we refer to as Jehovah or Yahweh, was merely one of a select group of beings, other world beings, gods, so to speak, and that the Hebrews were persuaded that this particular one was the best one for them. Others picked other members of this group, and so they became known as the followers of Yahweh or Jehovah, but the scripture itself says that Jehovah or Yahweh was merely one of a small select group of the sons of God. This throws a whole new light on what are we talking about when you talk about God.
Absolutely.
God is going to do this and God said that. You're talking about probably, there's no doubt, if there's any validity to the Hebrew Scriptures at all, you're talking about extraterrestrials, because when you ask any Jew or Christian, where is God? Well, they will point out there. Well, of course, the truth is also out there. You know? But where is out there? If you're in China, you're pointing in a different direction. If you're in Alaska, you're pointing in a different direction. So where is out there?
Meaning,
well,
not
heaven.
On this planet.
Heaven is out there where God is.
Yeah.
Well, when you point out there, that is extraterrestrial, if not of this world or terrestrial. Therefore, God and the ancient gods were extraterrestrials according to the Bible. And as I said, henotheistic means choosing one of that group to be your God or your master and your teacher. This opens up, of course, as I have talked with rabbis, this opens up a huge, enormous area and school of thought. What are we talking about here? I mean,
yeah.
We better go back and do our homework.
I think so. All right, Jordan, let's do one quick call before we do that last time out, and then we'll come back and we'll have clear sailing up to the top of the hour. The
right
one
down.
Call would be Ray, and Ray, good morning. Welcome aboard.
Yeah, good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Hi there.
Good. You were referring in the last half an hour about the planet Saturn.
Oh, yes.
Well, 10 years ago, General Motors decided to come out with a new line of automobiles. They called it the Saturn.
Yeah, you're right.
And, you know, they were competing with the Japanese.
Well, there's also a Mercury.
Well, that was back in our early days.
There's
a lot of planets
out there. They have fascinating names, Ray, to try and make something out of it.
But I do think it's interesting that this particular car called Saturn is a very big seller and is a very, very nice car. Excellent. because I know I had two of them.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be a very inexpensive automobile, you know, under $10,000. Now they're close to $20,000.
Yeah, I know.
I just wanted to interject that.
Thanks, Ray.
All right. Bye.
Okay, let's do that last time out and get it behind us. Lou Epton, Jordan Maxwell. Coming to you through the facilities of AM 1230 KLAP in Las Vegas, 7311230, 408 702. Please hear the following, and we'll be right back.
So often, the only place you're going to hear it is right here on the Lou Epton Show.
All right, back we are for the final portion, 9 minutes before the top of the hour, 9 left in this morning's program. Our very special guest, in case you joined us quite late, is Jordan Maxwell. We're coming to you through the facilities of AM 1230 KLAV out of Las Vegas at 7311230, and if you're far away, it is 702. Jordan, before we get involved in another situation, I've got a couple of questions. We do have Ed online, and let's see if we can be of help. Ed, good morning. You're on with Jordan Maxwell.
Yes, good morning, Lou. And
yes.
Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, sir.
Yes, I've listened to you many times on Lou's show, and also even when you had your own show here in Las Vegas, I've listened to it also. And I have to commend you on the fact that you've done some impeccable research, and that any time anyone spends that amount of time researching things of importance, I have to, you know, sort of tip my hat to them.
Well, I appreciate that very much. It does get a bit lonely. I often wonder, is anyone actually hearing what I'm saying, or maybe I'm just seeing things? I don't know.
But the main question I wanted to ask you, in your research, because you're in the L.A. area,
mm-hmm.
have you ever investigated or been acquainted with an organization known as the Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research?
Yeah, yes, I have. I've got some of their literature, etc. I don't recall exactly what the organization they represent. But I'm aware of them, yes. I have some of their materials here.
You have some of their materials?
Yeah, I've had some of their materials, but I don't remember what organization is that connected to.
Well, it's connected to itself.
Okay.
They're not connected
to
any organization. They're connected to themselves.
Okay, because there are other similar sounding organizations which are connected to the, like Scientology and other groups have similar organizations. That's why I was asking. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I'm.
Well, they are an independent standalone organization.
Oh, okay.
And I was just wondering, have you actually done any investigation?
Now, what was the name again? What was the name again?
The Institute of Divine Metaphysical Research.
No, that sounds interesting, though.
And I would really recommend, being that you're in the L.A. area, that you check them out.
Oh, I wrote that down here, so I will as soon as I can. I will. I'll keep that in mind.
And then I'll get back with you.
I appreciate it if you would.
Okay.
Thanks, bye-bye. Ed.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You know, I was going to ask you, I honestly, Jordan, believe it or not, I had written this down. I was going to ask you, and then you brought it up all by yourself with the help of a couple of our callers. What is your honest feeling about what we refer to daily as extraterrestrials?
I think the Bible is talking about that, Old and New Testament. I think all the ancient scriptures and all the ancient holy writings of the world talk about the extraterrestrials. I think this is probably the biggest subject that is dealt with by all religious literature in the world, but we just don't see it. It's like an optical illusion.
Yeah.
We think it's talking about something else, and we've been given the context in which to understand these ancient writings. Our masters have made sure that we understand it in a certain context, and we don't look at it in a different way. But I think all of the holy writings of the ancient world, including the Bible, is talking about extraterrestrials. What are extraterrestrials? If we here are entities in the physical plane living on this earth, we are a phenomena. I mean, the mere fact that human creatures and animals are on this earth, that is extraordinary stuff. I mean, I just marvel at who we are as creatures and how did we get here and who put us here and why is everything the way it is. Well, if we're here, there could be other living entities elsewhere in the universe that are hundreds of millions of years advanced over us, maybe a billion or 2 billion years advanced over us. Maybe they didn't even develop in a physical way. Maybe the entire civilization in a faraway place was a spiritual entities or energy forms, and they've come here because they know how to do it. I don't know, but I don't think that this subject is to be laughed at. I don't think it's a silly, nonsensical. I think people who are extraordinarily brilliant people, such as Spielberg and George Lucas and all of the other people in the world who write on such things, I think there is something to this. And I will also go out on a limb and say I do believe that there is, in fact, reptilian alien life forms here. I've heard way too many stories from very, very impressive people, so I leave that open, too.
Reptilian.
Yes. I mean, we could get into that, and we'll do another show just on the reptilian and all the stories that I've heard from very, very reputable people, from airline pilots to professors of advanced logic, doctors, all kinds of professional people have given me all sorts of stories.
All right.
You know some of these people, too.
Say again?
And you know a couple of these people personally, and I won't give the name over the air right now, but but I've got some really interesting stories. Maybe we should do a whole show just on the reptilian aliens that are here in this world that we live in.
Okay, well, we'll schedule one. You know, the thing about it, I've never been a big, I can accept the fact for the possibility. I'm not going to deny that. But I'll tell you the one thing that turned me around. Many years ago, I saw a show, Chariot of the Gods, Von Doniken.
Yeah.
Now, they disproved a bunch of it, but there were some things that are still in existence today that nobody can disprove. Absolutely, nobody can disprove. One was an overlay, a map of the Earth, but this we knew and know was made long before we had the ability to fly.
Of course.
And the other was, and this to me was the most fascinating, stained glass on a church which depicted a spaceman.
Well, what am I to say? You're right. I mean, that's why I don't discount. And also, let me say in conclusion that I do not present myself as the world's foremost authority on anything. I'm just an ordinary man pursuing extraordinary knowledge. I'm fascinated with the with the with wisdom and knowledge. That's all.
I don't know if I'd use the word ordinary, and I do respect 40 years of research. The things you have learned, we've got to discuss them. One more time, Jordan, let's give that phone number out for anyone interested in the book Cracking the Commercial Code while we still have time.
Right, 818 in Los Angeles, area code 818-757-0814.
Okay.
Extension 801.
Okay, we'll do another show. I can't promise you exactly what day, but it won't be that far down the road, okay?
Thank you much.
Hey, thank you so very much, Jordan. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk very soon. Take care, my friend.
Thank you very much, though. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, I want to take a moment. Certainly, I want to thank Larry Lazzarti. I also want to thank John Lindquist, producers of today's program. Mostly, and as always, I want to thank each and every one of you out there for taking the time and spending it with us. Lou Epton here. Hey, have as good of a weekend as you can, won't you? And join us, because we're coming back Monday morning, same time, same place. By the way, Monday morning, actress Sally Kirkland is going to be our guest. John is looking at me like, oh, really? Yeah, really. He's going to be talking about more than making movies, however, and I think you'll find it very interesting. So make it a note, won't you? And in the meantime, looks like a nice day to have, so do go out, have a very nice day. They say the weather will be different over the weekend, so let's enjoy the sun while we can. We'll see you Monday morning. You take care. Thank you much. Bye for now.